I believe strongly that one of the most important conversations you need to have is conversation with yourself. And trust me when I say that is what saved me. The worst kind of deception is deceiving your own self.
It's a podcast where we live, learn, and love. Welcome to Leaping Truth.
Hi, you. Welcome back to Leaving the True podcast. It's a podcast where we live, learn, and love. My name is Zeno Precious, and you are welcome. If you're a first-time listener, welcome, welcome, welcome to an episode where you will have questions that you'll ask yourself right after listening. Welcome to a podcast where we do a lot of self-reflection, where we learn a lot, where we are not afraid of our own weaknesses, and where we want to grow, where we ask the difficult questions, where we take ourselves through the journey that will ensure our growth, even though it's not comfortable. Welcome to that podcast. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. I got your back, and thank you for having mine. Thank you for the reviews. Thank you for the love. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for everything, honestly. Thank you for everything that you do for the podcast. We most definitely love you, and you're welcome back. Today is another beautiful episode. Really, I think I'll just call today's episode a heart-to-heart conversation. I have not done this in a long time where I am recording without an outline, and I am just really going to bear out my heart to you, honestly, and have a honest conversation. And I hope you're excited to do that with me. Before we go into that, let's do a little bit of catching up. How have you been? How has it been for you? It's a great time to say Happy New Month. Welcome to the month of July, the second half of the year. Must feel surreal. I think there's a part where a lot of us are thinking, oh my God, it's July already. What have I done in my life in the year 2023? That's a fair question to ask, if you ask me. And I think it has also crossed my mind, oh my God, it's July already. What did I do? Have I run with the word God gives to me this year? But I must say 2023 has been a great year. And it is still our year of signs and wonders. It's still a solid year. We are still doing so much. And there's still so much that can be done. So do not fret. Do not be afraid, right? The past few weeks have been really nice. I think on the last episode, I shared how I was in a good place and I didn't want to jinx it by talking about it. And I still want to thank God that he has not taken me out of that place, and like he has kept me there even when it seems like a lot of things are happening. I remember texting my friend how many months ago and telling him, oh my God, I have found something, and if it works, I'm going to share it with the whole world. And I see God taking me through that process, and it is still cooking, and I really can't wait to share all that I'm learning and all that I have learned with the world. And I'm so excited for this journey that he's taking me on. But today we're going to be having a heart-to-heart conversation. Yes, I had my convocation last week. It was a really great time. If you're not following me on Instagram or any of my socials, please follow me at @PreciousZeno_. If it's not Precious Zeno, try at @ZenoPrecious_. I think that's for Twitter. Then Instagram is @PreciousZeno_. So please follow up and, you know, let's keep the conversation going anywhere and everywhere. Also follow us on our podcast page at @LivingTheTruth_, where we are all about the truth. So the past few weeks have been as beautiful as it has been, it just felt like I was not in the place I wanted to be or the place I was supposed to be. So it felt like, yes, life was moving, I was happy, but I was not where I wanted to be, and I was not doing the things that I really was supposed to be doing, or I was meant to be doing at the time. So as much as I was happy and I was floating, I was in the air and, you know, just in a very great mood and doing every other thing as usual, there were things I had forgotten. There were things I had moved past, right? I caught myself slipping away, losing sight on so many things that I used to find important, losing sight on so many things that were core to me. And when I found out that was my reality, it did scare me a bit. Or should I say, it did hurt me a bit, because I'm like, wait, how did you let yourself go this far? And trust me when I say I let myself go far, I really let myself go far, because it took weeks, it took days, like over a week, almost 2 weeks. So I'm like, wait, how did you let yourself go this far? And when I began to check back, I found out that these things have been happening little by little by little, but I have not been checking. I was busy going about my daily business and not checking on the things that actually mattered. And this sometimes is where we are, right? We have gotten so used to our routine, we've gotten so used to mechanically working, and we think we are doing the right thing because we are ticking off everything on our to-do list. But like the things that really matter, our core, our foundation is beginning to shake. Like we don't pay as much attention to it. I'd lost sight of so many things and I was focusing on the routine. So I feel like so many times we focus so much on routines and it distracts us. Or let me not say distract us. We take our gaze off having a proper routine and doing all that I'm supposed to be doing, and we forget our why, we forget our core, we forget why exactly we were doing this in the first place. And that was me. And it was a slow, gradual happening. It didn't happen all at once. And when I found out, I'm like, wow, Precious, you really let yourself go. And it took the intervention of God to bring me back to that place that you'll have me be. I'm sharing this because I feel like it happens to the best of us and it happens to some of us very often. We can be so consumed with activities. We can be so consumed with being so religious. We can be so consumed with, oh yes, I'm supposed to do this and that by this time. And then we forget to connect and we forget to connect ourselves with the core and with the one who sent us to do what, right? And really, that can be very terrible for you because you can go so far. You can go so far and you will not even know it. So what helped me was me coming to a place of self-reflection. I believe strongly that one of the most important conversations you need to have is conversation with yourself. The worst kind of deception is deceiving your own self and trying to deceive God. Bruh, that is the worst kind of deception. You can deceive people, but when you begin to tell your own self lies, I think that is it. That is when you have gotten to the height of everything. And I'm sorry to say, if you don't come back, it's going to be very hard for you, because then you might even begin to believe the lies that you have told yourself. So self-reflection is extremely important. And trust me when I say that is what saved me. I had to check in with myself. And this is so surprising because there was a part in the Bible I read. It so much re-emphasized the fact that we should actually check in with ourselves. It made a lot of sense that the Bible was telling us to check, like, do it every day. Ensure that you do it every day. But self-reflection is very important and something that we should practice all the time. Especially when you have this is what I do in the morning when I wake up and I go, let us infuse self-reflection into that. It has helped me greatly. And it helps you see that, okay, fine, you're still in progress. Because it's a different thing to be running and not running the baton. You know, in a relay race, you pick the baton from your partner and you begin to run. But sometimes we run without the baton because it has probably fallen off and we don't even know it fell off. We do not even know that we are running without the baton. And when we get to the next person who's supposed to collect the baton, we find out we got there without giving them the baton. Automatically, that was a waste of time. But really, this is a time for you to check in with yourself. This is a time for you to check in with your goals. This is a time for you to check in with your activities. What I am doing, is it still connected to the main core of why I started doing this in the first place? I checked in with that on my podcast. What you are talking about, is it still connected to why you started the podcast in the first place? I checked in with that when I was measuring my progress. Okay, I'm measuring my progress on this. Was that why I initially started the podcast? I checked in with that on a lot of other things I was doing. And I was planning to do at the time. Today, I think I'm highly going to recommend self-reflection. Ask yourself tough questions. Ask yourself why. Do it often. Do it at the end of the week. Another thing I had to do was I wrote down the things that were my core and I placed them around me. I made sure I saw them every day. So every action I take, it was in line with my core. I had always asked myself, okay, fine. Is this in line with the core? Is this in line with what you initially planned to do? because we can just take actions and it might even be distracting us from things we were supposed to do initially. So yes, check in with yourself. It's very easy for us to be influenced by certain things and to just be carried away by activities and what is happening and how much progress you think you're making, but check your core. Go back to the beginning. Check on why you started what you're doing now and reflect. Ask yourself these tough questions and check your heart. I really think that that's today's message. So as you're entering into the new, as you're entering into a new half of the year, check your core. Check what you are doing. Check why you're doing it. Is this in line with my values, with the beginning, with my why? Reflect on your relationships. Is there something I have done wrong? Is there something I'm not doing right? Is there a way I have started treating people? Check habit. Is there a habit I just picked up recently? Is there a mindset I just picked up recently that is affecting certain things in my life? Bruh, mindsets are crazy. You'll be surprised how something just slipped in and sat in your mind and you begin to act based on that mindset. A few things happened and I realized I was taking it with levity. Like, oh my, it's not that important, I beg. It's not that serious, I beg. But really, by the time I had to sit down and check in with everything that was happening in my life, I was surprised that I had let it sleep for so long. So I don't know who this message is for. I don't know who this word is for, but you need to go back. Something you, and a prayer that we might even need to pray is a prayer that David prayed in Psalm 139, which is one of my favorite scriptures. Psalm 139, I think the last verse, they search my heart, oh God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thought. Sometimes the best thing we can do is just to lay everything down at the feet of Jesus or right in his arms and say, this is it. I hope I'm still doing the right thing. And if I'm not, really search my heart, search my motives, search it all out and help me. Life can be very... it can just be a lot sometimes. And something we always say here is you can only live once, but if you do right, once is more than enough. And trust me, it's not so easy to do it right. It is really not so easy to do it right. So to my LTT pod fam, the message to you today is to check in with yourself. Go back to the drawing board. What have you done? What are you doing? And what are you going to do? Are they connected with why? Are they connected with my why? Are they connected with my core? Have I gotten me wrong somewhere? Have I slipped up somewhere? Have I forgotten something? Have I let in a mindset that is troubling me? Am I deceiving my own self? I saw a tweet that I actually reposted on my status a few days ago. I don't know if I can still find it. So it says here, every day you wake up, always check if you start deceiving yourself. Perform routine reality check because self-delusion, you know they had to start. Very honestly, it's in the little things that you let in. Even the Bible says, guard your heart because out of it proceeds the issues of life. Out of it comes the issues of life. Guard your heart diligently. That's what the Bible says. So I recommend self-reflection. It's something you should do. I feel like my voice is sounding so calm today and I'm just like, let me just pour out my heart. I wish you the very best. I really do. No one says life is easy. No one's talking about how life is easy. I know there are things you've planned to do. There are things you have written on your journal. The things you've written in your journal to do in the year 2023. And it's seeming like, oh my God, it's not happening. And I just really pray for you that everything you have plan to do, you receive strength to do it. Your steps are ordered by God and he teaches your hand to war and your fingers to fight. Do not lose hope. Do not give up. And I wish you the best of the very best. That's it today from us on Living the True Podcast. There is a link where you are supposed to bear out your heart. It's called BIO. Share things that you want to talk about, questions you have to ask, reviews and all of that. I must say, I really do appreciate the reviews that have been coming in of late. It makes me feel really special. There's still so much I'm going to be sharing with us here on things that I have been learning and working on. And I'm so excited that you're listening to this. If you listened on to this point, I really think I should say I love you because I really do. Like, the love is special. And I can see you love me too. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening. It's Living the True Podcast and my name is Ina Precious. Do not forget to live like you're to die tomorrow. Take chances. Don't sleep on yourself. You're not a sissy fly. Take chances. Take that risk. Do not forget to learn like you're to live forever. Knowledge keeps you alive. There's so much to learn every day. Do not forget to love, even though it seems like you're putting your heart on the line. Love, really, love with all your heart, and share all the love you possibly can, because people are looking for love. You'll make the world a way better place. That's it from us on Living the Truth. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. You might hear from me sooner than expected, actually. Bye.